A University of Arkansas researcher and her colleagues have found that storm activity has increased significantly over the past 250 years. Dr. Sonia Hausman is an assistant professor in the Department of Geosciences at the University of Arkansas. She calls herself an environmental detective of sorts.
The study is about a wind reconstruction, and there are witnesses for past environmental and climatic conditions. And these witnesses are the biological remains of single-cell microscopic algae, and these algae produce a glass shell. And this glass shell and the microscope and everyone looks unique. So every species looks unique. So they're little glass jewelry. Glass shells are archived in lake sediment. So everything that grows in the lake at one point settles down to the bottom. And when we take a sediment core from a lake, it's like a history book. And the indicators for environmental conditions, they're the witnesses of what happened. And actually what you have to do then is to put together the paleo puzzle.
Dr. Hausman, along with Dr. Falco Fai from the U of A and her colleagues from Switzerland and Canada, collected core sediments from Lac Tusume, a shallow subarctic lake in the Laurentian Mountains of eastern Canada. Core sediment is a vertical cylinder or block of sediment retrieved by forcing a metal tube or a box into the sediment at the bottom of a lake. The sediment is collected by closing a lid at the bottom of the tube and pulling it out. This slice of coarse sediment contains a section of layers that have accumulated at that spot over time. In this particular study, Dr. Hausman observed the effect of storms on the diatom communities in lake sediments. Increased storm activity can cause water circulation, thereby mixing diatoms and nutrients in the water. In the absence of wind, diatoms settle down at the bottom of the lake where they receive less or no light. The diatom community structures found in the lake were compared to wind records from a nearby weather station. The two matched perfectly.
Putting it all together, we found that In the past 250 years, the algae composition changed dramatically, unseen in the prior 9,500 years, and something happened. And this time is also defined as the Anthropocene, so the time where the humans have a great impact.
Dr. Hausman and her colleagues studied various indicators of historic environmental changes. While she studied diatoms, which are good at gauging climate change, her colleague Isabel Laroque-Tobler of the University of Bern, Switzerland, studied the head capsules of non-biting midges, which are good temperature proxies. Another colleague, Pierre Richard of the University of Montreal, Canada, analyzed a sample of pollen, which is a good indicator of past vegetation changes. The University of Arkansas researchers chose to study diatoms since her background is in botany. Diatoms, a type of unicellular algae, make great bioindicators because their composition changes with environmental changes in acidity, climate, availability of nutrients, and lake circulation. Dr. Hausman says her study found evidence that diatom activity and rise in storm activity correlated with both solar activity as well as rise in temperature due to increase in greenhouse gases in the environment.
So in paleolimnology, the experiment is already done by nature. So, and we have the result, and then we need to find out what happened. So that's the paleo puzzle. The reason why it could be solar activity or greenhouse gases is because both increased in recent time. But the solar activity has cycles, and there was a sunspot low last year. And we're going to get back in September to take a new core to see if the indicators of environmental change follow this sunspot low.
Results from Hausman and her colleagues' study support similar evidence from other fields of research.
My colleagues working with tree rings or lake sediments found similar results. They also found millennium and 200-year cycles, potentially related to solar activity. And this allows us to get a spatial understanding of wind patterns. And currently it looks like that the jet stream moved north because the subtropics got warmer. So in the subtropics you have they called Hadley cells, and they're important for the atmospheric circulation.
While most associate climate change with global warming, Sonia says it's vital to look at the complete picture.
The implications for future research is that we better understand the impact of greenhouse gases on wind. So, because it's important to understand that climate change is not only climate warming, so it's temperature change, precipitation change, and change of storminess. So we just get more extreme climate events, and we experience that here in Arkansas by flooding, for example, or tornadoes, and these are all climate disasters that eventually are related to climate change. And this study will help to understand the impact of human-induced climate change on wind.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.